And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Four, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing is here. We have got so much cool stuff to cover with Brandon, a very unique fisherman and fishery, and a great story and a lot of fun, man. And the Fisher Bite, you need to stay tuned. We're going to be talking about it. 2 hours of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, it's just talking to this guy, Rick, is pretty cool, man.
Oh, yeah, we're pumped. I have Captain Brandon Nelson here. Good morning, Brandon. Good
morning, guys. Happy to be here.
We're stoked to have you here. And I was pumped when I saw it, but that's like not an easy pull to pull you away on a weekend in June. Certainly a very busy guy. And yeah, man, we're stoked to have you. Good morning.
Thank you.
So. Your charter operation is very unique and a very cool one, and you brought some things to San Diego that kind of didn't, you know, that kind of were different than the mold, you know, that go back 10 years ago, and if you wanted to do a small charter boat, you were fishing on a, you know, a 50-foot sport fisher and like the very traditional six-pack, and, you know, you were kind of on that leading edge of the small boat fishery when it was in its infancy, and then at the very beginning of bringing like high performance boats in there. And maybe give us a little bit of a rundown for, you know, guys that aren't familiar with how your kind of career started here charter fishing wise, because it's a unique one.
Sure. Yeah, we were one of the first few boats to bring in a high performance center console there. We ran in the beginning a 36 foot Yellowfin with triple 300 Mercury Verado, so a pretty big boat and a very fast boat enables us to cover a lot of ground, fish in a lot of different places and do a lot of different things on a daily basis.
It brought a level of comfort and speed. It was like the cross that kind of didn't exist before. You know, you could go fast or you could go comfortable, but there wasn't a lot of options for having both. And this is that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've cut down run times from 3-4 hours to an hour and a half, 2 hours to make a 80-100 mile run. And when the weather's right, it's as comfortable as being on a big boat, in my opinion.
That is one thing too that you have certainly shown. You put your money where your mouth is like the fuel burn you just put to the back of your mind. You've said that before. Like, you know, we deal with that at the back end and the end of the season. Like you push that rig where however hard or soft it needs to be to put your guys on the right level of fishing, and you just kind of throw everything else to the wayside.
Yeah. I mean, we're always going to take care of the boat. The boat is, aside from the passengers, our number one priority out there, but we're going to push the boat comfortably to where the fish are and to where we need to be on a daily basis.
That's I'm cool. trying to wrap my mind around it. 80 to 100-mile run in an hour and a half.
Right.
Did I hear that right?
2 hours for 80 miles.
2 hours. Yeah,
we cruise around 40 miles an hour almost on a daily basis.
It's super crazy.
If it's real nice, we'll bump it up 45, 50, but 40 miles an hour pretty much day in, day out.
And that's, like you said, Rick, something different brought here that, I mean, you could get to the fishing grounds quick and with four to, how many?
Yeah, we take 4 to 6 guys. Yeah. And I mean, if we're fishing local banks, 30, 40, 50 miles, that's 45 minutes to an hour run, and we'll run out to Tanner Bank in the fall when the fish are out there. And
wow.
What a cool scenario.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Getting there fast, great. Getting back fast, even better. But really, I'll bet the biggest thing is if you need to make a move, it allows you to do so. And that's like the real thing. I mean, sure, it's awesome to haul ass everywhere on the ocean, and that's all well and good, but that gives you a distinct advantage if and when you're having to make a move. Your partner's on the water, fishing's here, fishing is doing that. You don't have to really think about, like, man, we need to commit half of our day to making this move. Like, no, you hammer down and you're there.
No, that's a huge deal. And we're fortunate enough to work with some of the best guys in the industry. And we got guys here, guys there. And we know this bluefin makes moves. It can make moves 10, 20, 30 miles in a day. And if they weren't there where they were the night before and some guys up above, we're there in 45 minutes.
You're able to make that.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us about this bluefin, man. It's been a frustrating year this year where it seems like, okay, this is it. It's on limits for everybody all around. They're biting in the daytime, and then it falls off. And then, okay, don't worry, it's on again, but it's all nighttime. And, okay, it fell off again. And, well, now it's decent, but then it's not. Like, man, what a start to the year. It definitely hasn't been that full wide open, but You guys, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about the other part of your program, but you came back into town and started catching fish right off the bat. Like, how's this season been, and what's it like?
You know, the season is off to a good start by all accounts. Not what it's been the last few years, definitely, but there's still a lot of fish around. It feels like it's just spread out in a few different areas right now, and we're just kind of waiting for it to get grouped together like it does. But, yeah, just getting in, being in the right area at the right time and presenting the fish with what they want to bite. I mean, we've had some bites, caught some fish on almost every trip, but just being where they are and where they want to bite.
You have I don't know if it's like a, I don't know if that's always your goal. I mean, I'm sure it's always your goal, but like you seem to have the ability to really target and be successful with a true, like, trophy class of fish. You know, there are definitely fish of different size grades around, and I know that doesn't mean that you won't go fish kelp patty fish or whatever, but it seems like Lucky Bee very often is on, like, the trophy grade of fish. Is that always your target? Have you guys been fortunate that's you've been in the right place at the right time? Like, is it, you know, how does, like, putting fish in the sack versus putting the photo fish in the sack, you know, how do you deal with that?
Sure. I think it's a little bit of both. When we leave the dock, we're going to go where it gives us the best opportunity to catch fish in general. And if the group wants to target strictly big ones, then we're going to go where we feel we have the best shot at catching big ones. But just being out there and presenting them with the right baits at the right time and just putting your time in.
I think that's what's so cool about being on a trip like you provide is it's just you and your four buds or you and your three buds or you and your buds, however it is. Like, so if you want to swing for the fence and know that, hey, sometimes that means we don't catch one, Or it means, you know, we only catch two, but they're both giant, or whatever. Like, it's you know, you get to decide that. I mean, that, you know, the team and you and everybody kind of puts together whatever program that is going to be best for them.
And really, Rick, I mean, Brandon, I mean, if you're able to put a 100-pounder on the boat for the four guys or, you know, the group, that's...
It's a good day.
That's success.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're, I mean, one or two fish is a good day by any accounts. I mean, whether the fishing's really good or the fishing's poor, I mean... Every time you catch triple-digit fish, it's a good day on the water.
We have a customer that comes in the shop all the time that I know fishes with you a bunch that Corey would remind me so much of the guy that you would want to fish with, and it's John. And John will go tuna fishing because there's so many big ones around. It's big, and he sees the Instagram, there's 150-pounders. And within an hour, if it hasn't happened, like, ah, just take me to Clementine, let's go bass fishing. Let's slide into the island.
That's happened, yeah.
And you actually do that?
Oh, yeah. Fishing with John, the first year we were running in 2020, we slid up. Just below the island there, we were seeing big ones. We caught one on the kite real quick, and we're throwing the flyer back out, and he's like,
I'm good.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to try to catch another one. They're blowing out everywhere. Now let's go catch bass.
Really?
Reel it up. Me and Darren cut the balloon off, cut the kite up. 20 minutes, we're in the cove fishing calico bass.
Talking my
language. You're the guy, man. Corey. Yeah, yeah. I'd be right at home.
Wow.
Yeah, that trip does stick out to me, too. That was a lot of fun.
And a lot of that, I mean, at that point in time was happening close enough to the island that you could almost make a cast either direction.
That's really cool.
So,
so that brings us to what I think is just such a cool story and so unique in that, you know, you're fishing now, highly engaged, on the bluefin, fished them this week, caught big ones. But this is only half of your fishing season, and for those that are, you know, aren't familiar with what Lucky Bee Sport Fishing does now, you're not solely a San Diego fishery now. Give us a rundown. What's the story?
Sure. We're obviously born and raised San Diego and continue to operate and fish San Diego from kind of May to October is our season here in San Diego, which is
the season.
The season. Yeah.
Peak season in San Diego. And as of last year, I'm taking the boat back to Key West, Florida now. We're running out there from kind of November to May now, and just took this last 6 months prior to this season and really just to learn everything that I can. I fished by myself.
Fished your butt off.
Fished my butt off, put the anchor down, sat on spots, just looked and read conditions and just went fishing.
How cool.
When we're fishing out in San Diego, we're working.
Yeah, right.
For the last 6 months, I went fishing, which was a lot of fun and a good kind of recharge from just putting grind in the last few years.
Yeah.
So. And you were explaining that that's the season. Like, our off season is their peak season.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's kind of what my thinking was when kind of transforming or transitioning this into the business was, we don't do much in San Diego from November to May.
Yeah.
In terms of a small boat, our fishing is in the summer like we talked about.
Yeah, there's things that guys do. They'll scratch away at swordfish, and they'll do some lobster, and they'll do some rock cod. And then there's things to do, but you found a different thing to do.
Yeah, and for me, I wanted to keep moving. I want to stay busy. I wanted to see new things, experience a different fishery. And like I was telling these guys earlier, had been visiting down there for a few years and really just fell in love with the environment, the atmosphere, the people, and obviously the fishing.
That's so cool.
How neat is that?
Yeah. So you took the whole off season last year and just got to kind of experience everything. And you had remarked that the fishery out there is so diverse that you could spend the whole time just going offshore or just doing inshore or doing a mix of both. That, like, there's always things to keep you busy.
Always. I probably fished 80 to 100 days last year, or last off season out there.
Out of Key West?
Yeah, just by myself.
Really?
Just fishing, and I didn't even touch the tip of it. I mean,
that's awesome.
Is it mostly inshore stuff? Is it
an
equal amount of offshore inshore?
Yeah, there's just so much to do in both.
Inshore being tarpon and snook.
Inshore, you got kind of the flats fishing. You got more inshore bridge fishing, channel fishing, stuff like that, which... Tarpon, snook, permit, bonefish,
crazy,
mangrove snapper, just
incredible.
Yeah, just hard to put wrap around just everything that you could do on a daily basis.
And offshore
is anything kind of from like the reef's edge, which is anywhere from a couple miles offshore to into the Gulf Stream.
Tuna, dorado,
blackfin tuna, a lot of blackfin tuna, which are kind of smaller fish, 5 to 30 pound fish.
Yeah,
good mahi fishing. Great sword fishing, very good wahoo fishing in the winter.
you like one of your first days back there, right? You went West Coast and put a couple of DTXs back there, like on one of your first days.
Yeah, the first fishery that I wanted to spend some time in was that Wahoo fishery, and we caught a few fish on the DTX, but we caught a few fish as well, slow trolling Speedo mackerel, a redtail scad mackerel, slow trolling it on the edge of the reef, and these fish will come up and just blow the bait.
They sky out.
Completely out of the water.
Oh, my God.
That stuff just, I was hooked.
That was it. Yeah, you're done.
The DTX fishing is fun and effective, but seeing those
fish. Oh, I bet.
Like, half a 10-inch bait just right down the middle, right past stinger hook. It's like, ugh.
Gets
the blood pumping.
That's cool.
Gets the blood pumping.
What's the average grade of Wahoo back there?
Good fish, 30 to 60 pounds.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Nice ones.
Yeah. I mean, get some smaller fish towards the end of the season, kind of 20, 30 pounders, but stock 30 to 60 pounders.
How neat is that?
So you got to spend an entire season just fishing and learning the fishery, and I know you've got some very good friends back there that help with that, and you're a very fish-savvy person, so you got to learn it on your own. When does bringing customers get to start happening? I mean, obviously you are highly sought after to get to fish with in San Diego. When does the customer part of the business start to kick in for Florida?
We're hitting the ground running in the fall.
Cool.
So when
this year,
2023, when I bring the boat back, whenever it is, end of October, beginning of November sometime.
Now, so many people always love to talk about it, you being born and raised out here. What's the gear difference like? You know, obviously, we all watch the same fishing shows and see all the guys and spinning tackle and this, that, and the other. Did you adapt to that because it was right for back there? Do you fish conventional gear because that's what you grew up with and you're most comfortable with? Like, what's the gear difference like between here and there?
So after spending 6 months there, I can see how spinning tackle definitely has a place and can be more effective.
Mm-hmm.
I fish conventional.
That's what you do.
Just
who you are.
That's what we do. With that being said, I'm getting stuff for the boat next for the fall, and I'll have a lot more spinning
than you would have had before.
It's a little more user friendly for the average person, and a lot of like the baits that they use are more
smaller.
Yeah, difficult to cast with the conventional setup, and just.
We always say it's like trying to cast a Pringles chip. It just doesn't work as well.
Yeah. It definitely, after seeing it and experiencing it, it makes sense now.
Uh-huh.
But we still use a ton of conventional and use it more than spinning.
You know what? All this conversation just reminds me more of Evernham Brothers and how thankful we are. I mean, to be able to go get seven to eight inch sardines.
Oh my
I mean, what is that? With 2 to 3 ounce? You know,
right.
I mean, you could cast it on 50 pounds easily, right?
But just being able to pull up to the dock and buy it. Black out your wells with bait and go fishing is just
thankful.
We're spending
anywhere
from on a good day an hour to make bait.
Are you catching on hook or are you
cast net? We're throwing cast nets and we do a little bit of sabiki and for threadfin herring and ballyhoo and stuff. But most of the time when we're catching pilchers in the shallows, we're throwing a cast net.
What was the learning curve like to fish that? I mean, you couldn't have fished with a net in your life before, you know? Like, what's the learning curve? Like, I couldn't stand on the bow and throw one of those things.
We're not great at it, but we can get it done. The more difficult part, in my opinion, is I'm putting this big boat in 18 inches of water.
Oh, my God.
And I'm kicking up mud the whole way. I'm just
hairball.
Yeah
hairball the whole time.
I got my mate on the bow throwing the net, and I'm trimmed up freaking kicking mud out trying to get on these schools of pilchards that are in a foot and a half
just
to feet
get,
of water.
Just to get them. Because you've got to get, with a throw net, you can throw it out, but the inner edge of it lays kind of in front of you. So you got to be within 10 or 15 feet of the school.
And these things, you don't just pull up on a flat and they're just sitting there chilling. They're running. They're running from predators in the flats.
And that's why they're in the shallows.
Yeah,
they're in the shallows because they've been chased in.
No way.
Wow.
How much did your appreciation grow from Evernham Brothers when you moved? I mean, I know you're a fisherman. You appreciate good bait. You have your whole life. But how much did it change when you had to go do that every day?
Oh, my gosh. It's like, sometimes you can't get the bait too. Like sometimes it's in too shallow for the boat that we're in, and we're like, right, we're just not making bait today.
Wow,
we got to change our whole game
program.
Yeah. So
wow.
It's like, It's pulling up to that receiver and seeing the boys at every hand is like, thank you. you guys are the best.
Oh, good stuff, man. We're gonna have a fun show ahead of us today for sure, Rick and Brandon. Super, not only good meeting you, but awesome to spend the next 2 hours with you. And if there's anybody listening that wants to join us today, we have one open line, and it's all yours right now. 213-432-1090. That's your chance there. Or I know we've already got a handful of texts. You can text us via the app only. Download the app there, and it says text the show, send us. Make sure that you do leave your name and your telephone number contact because at the end of the show, Brandon's going to flip a coin, and we're giving away a $300 gift certificate to Costa Del Mar. Sweet. Right? Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you'll be able to go on there, choose your own. You can choose two lesser pairs or one nice pair or, you know, swag, anything to go with it. $300 is all yours. And we're going to be right back with Brandon. And this is super cool. I'm stoked to be here. And we're going to be right back. And let's talk hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's time once again for the annual Captain Rollo's Reel a Week fundraiser. Starting August 1st and running through January 16th, we will draw one lucky winner each Tuesday night. Reel a Week tickets are $25, and all tickets stay in the drawing until they are drawn. To kick off this year's promotion, when you purchase 4 Reel a Week tickets, you will get one bonus ticket free, and everyone who purchases 4 tickets will be entered into a drawing for one of 2 $500 Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop gift cards that we will be giving away on June 9th. This special promotion will run from Saturday, June 3rd through Wednesday, June 7th. To purchase tickets, please email us at win@rollokids.org or call Tim at 951-264-7382. To see this year's list of reels, please visit rollokids.org. Thank you for your support and good luck.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips at the Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing for the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hook up, and as mentioned, having Brandon from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing in studio here, super cool, in the world headquarters.
Yeah.
We're giving away a $300 Costa Del Mar certificate going to a lucky caller or lucky texter. And if you want to give us a shout, we still do have one open line at 213 832-1090. That's yours, or you can text us via the app.
How do lenses change for you back there? Anything different sunglass-wise? I mean, out here we're so predominant black frame, gray lens, sunglass. How does that change? Fishery change? Like, what do you do that?
I'm rocking the green lenses and the shallows for sure.
Really?
You're a green shallow guy. Okay.
Yeah. Makes a big difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
And change when you go offshore, or do you find that that's the lens you're comfortable in, so you're in it all the time?
Blue mirror offshore.
Okay.
I'm always blue mirror offshore. Just for that sight fish and inshore, just the illumination that the green mirror does, it makes a huge difference.
Color contrasting is much better out of a green, you know, lens with an amber base than it is a traditional just, you know, a tinted lens.
Definitely. Amber, please.
Yeah, you're an amber guy.
Yeah.
I'm still a fish out here. I have trouble not fish. I'm a silver mirror with a gray lens background. I just like a gray lens tinted. That's why I like those. Yeah. I will say though that that green lens is I one of the things that I probably struggle the most in offshore fishing with is seeing breezers. I am certain that they pop out better with a green lens.
Really?
Than without. I'm
really?
Certain of it.
Okay.
I'm certain of it. But I still like a gray lens overall better. My eyes are like more relaxed and more comfortable in a gray lens than anything. But I'm certain that a breezer pops better for me in a green lens. I know that
okay.
it does.
Okay. But I can see the kill better with the amber.
There you go.
Whatever
well,
works.
The phones are absolutely packed, Brandon. Lots of great text for you too. Let's get started, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Mo? Mo calling from Vista. Good morning, Mo. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, guys. Just calling in, giving you a fish report from L.A. Bay. Just got back.
Hey.
We got three nice Gulf groupers, 35 to 40 pounders, about 20 leopard groupers, 10 pounders or so, 5 to 10. And the yellowtail wasn't as great as it usually is, but we still managed to get about 20 of them from 25 to 30. So real good trip down to L.A. Bay.
That's awesome, Mo. Nice going. And what a fun spot to go get to do it at, too. Like, L.A. Bay so rad. Not too far from home, but, boy, a totally different world once you get down there.
Right on. Very nice.
Mo, appreciate Thanks, the phone report very much. Hey, had a fun text come through. This one's a, good morning. Your operation, Brandon, sounds so cool. I'm wondering about Florida, if you do much in the way of slow-pitch jigging. If so, have you brought any of that out here? Were you jigging before you went back there? And have you learned anything that would give you an extra tip for a bluefin out here on the West Coast? That's all from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
I do not do a lot of slow-pitch jigging, but I do have people on the boat that do that, and I have fished with some very good slow-pitch jiggers. Definitely effective back east in Florida, fishing wrecks, hard bottom, stuff like that for grouper, snapper, big amberjacks. And obviously the jigging out here has its time and place. We don't do a lot of it on a small boat. We don't do a lot of night fishing.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely would be some opportunity for dropping it on schools during the daytime as well.
On those wrecks, is there, when you're back on the Florida side of thing, is there a fish that you kind of know, hey, this spot, we're going to catch this, or is it always a smorgasbord of, like, it's going to be a snapper, it's going to be a grouper, it's going to be an amber, like...
You know, it seems to be there are all of these fish on the wreck. Whether or not they're going to bite that given day is to be determined. Usually on the deep wrecks, we're catching big amberjacks, a little bit of black grouper, and a lot of mutton snapper, big mutton snapper.
God, that sounds so much fun. Yeah.
So you got to spend a whole season doing it. You got to spend a year fishing for yourself and having fun. What can you put a finger on a favorite, or at least some of the favorites?
Sure. That slow trolling wahoo is really, really fun.
That was it? Okay.
I love fishing the deep wrecks for mutton snapper. It's technical and it's challenging, but it's fun. You're fishing kind of a 40-foot reverse dropper loop, if that makes sense.
40?
Yeah, so you're fishing
40 feet?
So a triple swivel to your main line, to a big sinker, to a 30 to 40-foot leader. The muttons are really... really cognizant of what's going on down
there.
Get
out of here.
So that bait's got to be free floating, free swimming.
Wild.
And,
crazy.
Yeah, so you got to, they get a lot of pressure, a lot of pressure. So they want a well presented bait, the right bait.
And what's the right bait?
Depends on the day.
Okay.
We fish a lot of pinfish, which you catch in a trap, pilchards, the ones we're cast netting, and ballyhoo as well. So Every day is different.
That's cool.
And whatever bait they want could be different.
I'm so
day.
Intrigued by it. Yeah. How long is the distance from the bottom of the three-way swivel to the sinker? So I got the main line, just got the 40 feet, but like how far to the sinker?
A foot or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, really?
You want the bait further enough away from that sinker to where it's not, the bait is...
It has nothing to do with the sinker and the main line.
Exactly.
It's just out on its own doing its own thing. And I'm guessing relatively small hooks because it's stealthy like that or not necessarily?
I fish a small hook.
Circle hook?
No, I fish a bit of a J. Like maybe like a 2-0, 3-0 J. But those guys back
here, I can tell that
like
your voice, yeah.
8-0 circle hook or something. And they get away with it. But I mean, I'm just more confident in that.
Yeah, totally.
Presentation.
So great. I'm learning so much.
I dig it. That's cool. Well, let's jump back into the phones, Corey, and a great text there, Jeff.
Yeah, for sure. John from Escondido. Appreciate you joining us, John. Good morning.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, so my question, and some of it you already ran over, but if we were to fish with you out here and we come back here to fish with you there, is it just catch and release? Do we get to bring anything home? Can you kind of pick what you want to go after out there, to fish the wrecks and the button snapper?
Yeah, great question.
Is it the time of the year that... changes what you're
going to
fish?
Yeah, great questions. For fishing out here, we deliver all your fish to the processor for you in San Diego. But fishing back east, we fish for whatever you want to fish for. Obviously, there's better times of the year to do different things. But if you want to go wreck fish, you want to reef fish, we're well-equipped to do everything. And as well as fishing inshore, flats fishing, backcountry, bridges, we have a vessel for that as well, catching tarpon, permit, and bonefish.
So you're not, just like here, you're not a single boat operation back on the East Coast either. You have a skinny water rig as well.
We do. We have a flats boat right now, an 18-foot Hell's Bay Marquesa, and we also have some new boats in the works.
Interesting.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I know a big thing back there is fly fishing. Is that something that
big time? I haven't
you
got
cater
into
to?
I haven't got into it, but I definitely want to.
But you almost don't. I mean, there's people. I know there's guys, friends of the show, that are fly fishermen, right?
Sure.
Or fly fisherwomen.
Absolutely.
That already know the program. They just need you to put them in the spot.
No problem.
Yeah.
Let's
do
problem.
It.
Yeah.
I dig it, man. Right. That's very cool. All right, well, let's head south now. We're going down to Rancho Leonero. John, I almost don't even want to start this catch report with it being our finale tournament down there, but I know it's such good fishing and so excited to talk to you. We're talking to John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Corey, Captain. Well, I'm waiting for Pete. Pete's on the airplane right now flying down. He should arrive here about 9:15 and... looking forward to seeing him. We sent out 13 boats today, 13 boats in
all
the
right.
tourney. Yeah. And they should do very, very well. This fishing has really been extraordinary, actually, for the last 3 weeks. Water's warm and fast for meter now, 81 to 83 degrees. So it's a good 4 or 5 degrees warmer than last week. And it's helping the fishing. Definitely. The yellowfin has really been the story. You know, we've had, honestly, 3 weeks of very, very consistent bite. There hasn't been one off day. It's just been every day. And the boats are getting out and limiting on some nice yellowfin. And they're getting bigger. They're now, you know, they were started with footballs. And now I'd say the average fish is 12, 15 pounds and up to 30, 40. Large school pods of porpoise. I mean, huge schools of porpoise. Very spread and a lot of tuna underneath them. So when there's a lot of boats on them, you know, normally all the boats push them down. But because it's so spread, it's been good fishing for all because everybody's pointing in different directions, working the little pods that are off the main school. Extraordinary fishing. It's the bite started 2 weeks ago, almost 50 miles off. And now the schools are between 5 and 10 miles off, real close, accessible for everybody. So we expect a lot of limits on the yellowfin, that's for sure. Taking mostly hoochies and cedar plugs. So we're getting Cabellito for bait. And And the guys that are boats that are getting ahead of the schools, the pods, are dropping caballito and picking up bigger fish. They've had some up to 70 pounds. So nice yellowfin, real strong yellowfin bite. Striped marlin, we had a tournament last week. Bruce Borgev had one, and they had 11 boats that fished 2 days. So 22 boat days of fishing. They released 47 striped marlin. And you have to keep in mind that they're out fishing the tuna, too. So they let most of the boats limited on tuna as well. And then so the striped marlin weren't their focus, and they still released 47. You know, that's better than enough. Two per boat per day. So really, really good striper. Loads of them around, loads of them. And good news this week, rooster fish are finally showing up. You know, we picked up some big ones all the way up by Ventanas and over towards Cerralvo in the past couple of weeks. But this week they've shown up much, much closer to the hotel off all the normal spots, the lighthouse. And both north and south, and 40 to 70 pound roosters are being released daily. Some nice
wow,
fish.
Nice ones.
Dorado, yeah, big, you know, and that's nice to see them back. I was a little concerned, but this is really the time of year. You know, 1st of June is when they really start showing up. So that's good news. Dorado, you know, we had that floating whale out last week, the big chunk of whale that was just holding lots of dorado. It's drifted off, so the dorado bite slowed a little bit. We're still getting the occasional big bull. So, that, you know, we're sending out 8-10 boats a day, and we're probably getting 3 dorado, and they're all bulls, to the cleaning table a day, and all of them are over 30 pounds, some nice dorado. Keep it real quick. Inside, lots and lots of African pompano, and some that are really good size. We've had some 20-pounders, which for down here is a big African pompano. A lot of pargos as well, so good fishing, guys. Very good
Sounds good, John. Well, we're anxious to hear how the tournament goes and glad that the guys are all out fishing today. I know it's going to be a great one. And, boy, with this good fishing going on, is there still opportunities to come stay with you at the ranch?
Absolutely. We're busy, but we do have room. So, yeah, come on down and take advantage of this. And, by the way, the weather is just excellent. You know, it's about 60 in the mid-60s in the morning, first thing in the morning, and then it warms up gradually through the day, and highs are in the mid-80s. It's just really, really nice weather right now.
Just perfect. Awesome, John. Well, great job. If somebody does want to come get in on the fun with you and go stay at the ranch while we still have the opportunity, how do we do it?
Thanks, Rick. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com. We're uploading a lot of photos, so check them out.
Awesome, buddy. Appreciate it, John. Take care of the crew down there. I wish I was with you, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You sure will. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much. You know, with our previous caller, Brandon, you were talking about fish processing and what you deal with the fish here. And you said you guys will see to get the fish dropped off to the processor. Give us the rundown. How does that work?
So obviously we take care of the fish, all gilled and gutted and stuff. At the end of the day, we'll deliver the fish to the processor, or usually the next morning we have an arrangement fisherman's process.
Which really is the ideal thing to do. I mean, the best case scenario is to let that fish stay on good ice overnight on the bone, give it its 24 hours ice before you deliver it to get it cut. I mean, like kind of the most premium product.
Absolutely.
And then us as your passenger, we just, you know, we hook up with Sean and Raymond and everybody at Fisherman's Processing, and then either later that day or whenever it's convenient for us, it gets cut.
Yep.
And I'm sure you have people from out of town, and the cool thing with Fisherman's Processing is they're such pros at shipping. So, you know, if you need to get your fish shipped or however it may be, what an ideal service.
It's the best way to go with these big quality fish.
Sure.
Does them the best service and long-lasting product.
I'm sure it's an extra pain in the butt on you guys, but again, like, that's just nothing that you've ever let get in the way. It's sure it would be easier for you to not deal with that, but you deliver the most premium service on every level you can.
That's the goal.
What's it like on the East Coast? Like, are there processors back there? Is there anything similar? I mean,
you know, I think there are a few smaller ones. I think there's one up in Marathon, which is above where I am.
Okay.
But nothing on the scale like that we have here.
Right.
And I've been kind of toying around with the idea of doing it to myself, so to speak.
Sure.
Just at the house.
Get yourself a nice chamber sealer or some kind of...
Just another added service to provide, because, I mean, some of the fish we catch are very, very
good. Some of the best in the world, yeah, totally.
Grouper, snapper, wahoo, I mean, it's...
As good as it gets.
As good as it gets. Yeah. And being able to just go to the next step and provide that service for them to enjoy that fish for months or weeks to come.
I mean, that's part of the spoiling of our anglers we have, really. I mean, all of us together and the people in the fishing community, we're pretty damn spoiled, man.
In a good way.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to be right back with Lucky Bee Sportfish and having Brandon in studio in the world headquarters when we return on the Let's Talk Cook About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And Brandon, I know from working in the tackle store and seeing poor Darren fill all of your reels and making wind-ons and top shots, I know you're a big Talica guy because we've seen you fish a lot. Tremendous success with the bluefin that you've had out here. Such a great reel. But what happens when you go back east? What kind of gear are you fishing back there? Still Shimano? I know you fly the flag, part of the team, do a lot of research with the guys, do a lot of fishing, and put the gear through its paces.
Yeah, we're definitely fortunate to be a part of the Shimano there, fishing all of their stuff. Highest quality. We use the Talicas.
Still Talica.
Talicas, yeah. We use a lot of I like the lever drag two-speed fishing for the wrecks and stuff, muttons, big amberjacks, put that thing in low gear and winch them up.
Still great free spool, so much power, so smooth, and for a guy like you, longevity.
Longevity, yeah.
When you buy that reel, you get it serviced, it's going to last you season after season, fish after fish, trip after trip. You just don't have to worry about your gear going down all the time.
I'm going on some of the original Talicas and Trinidads from when they first came out.
How crazy
and
is that?
We get them serviced regularly, but not crazy, and just... I can't wear one out.
If what you get out of a season is what most of us are going to get out of a lifetime, like that's a good sign that reel is going to last. Check it out. It's the Shimano Talica at your local Shimano dealer. For more information, check out Shimano.com.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and man, just having so much fun. And man, we, you know, the lines have been nearly packed the entire time, Rick, and like one line dangling, right? One line open at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. And we're giving away a $300 Costa Del Mar certificate.
How cool is that, man?
Dude, a flip of a coin, it's all yours. If you're leaving a text, make sure you leave your name and telephone number so we can get back to you. But Brandon's going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and that $300 certificate's going to somebody lucky.
Yeah, basically, we're going to pick out one potential winner from all of the phone calls, one potential winner from all the texts. Brandon, the lucky bee, is going to flip the coin, and we're going to find out who the lucky winner is of a brand new pair of Costas, man. Pretty rad prize. We're stoked.
Somebody will be super stoked.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, as promised, Corey, it's time for the catch report.
And that's brought to us by Gamakatsu. It's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. It's the finest split and solid rings also. And if you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. When it comes to the assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there too. It's a wide assortment of sizes and types. Now Gamakatsu also offers the finest fillet knives and everyday carry knives. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com.
Those Gamakatsu fillet knives are legit, man. I got to see him at the Day Landing. Landing. So Kershaw built all the blades for him. So, I mean, it's a very high-end, well-known knife manufacturer. Yeah. And then they said, we want to build the killer fillet knife. And they did a really, really nice job. Nice handles, really good blades. They did a really good job with
good
it.
Good price point?
Yeah, they are. That's the other thing, too. Okay. Yeah, for a high-end knife, it's not... some of those things will really break the bank.
I'll have to check them out.
Yeah, they're very, very worthy for sure. Well, hey, with that said, let's find out what's biting. It's time for the catch for it up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We got the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Good morning, Brian.
Yo, good morning, guys. What's happening? How are you?
Doing good, man. Just
good, man. Good to hear your voice, Corey, back in action.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, good stuff.
Bass Captain.
Well, hey, you know,
us, man.
That's us, man. We're trying. We need some sunshine still.
We're ready, man. Good Lord.
Rolled into
January.
Totally. We saw it a little bit yesterday, but we need it all day, every day here.
I'm ready.
For sure. So, but the half-day fishing, you know, continues to improve for us. The small bait, the anchovy, for sure, fish best for our fly line guys this week, obviously, you know, getting the bites on that smaller bait. But some better grade bass on that live sardine. And the guys throwing the rubber lures and the hard baits caught some nice fish as well this week. Still, that water has a little bit of work, you know, a little bit of cleanup in a couple areas, but some guys on the sinkers had some sheephead and some sculpin and things like that for our half-day guys. Three-quarter-day fishing for us still right now, a little mix of bass and that rockfish some days with the light load. We've been out on the bank there on the 14 with very good quality on that rockfish. And then some good opportunity here local fishing the hard bottom, that 40, 50-fathom hard bottom out there off Camp Pendleton, still catching the reds and the grouper out there. And then down the beach off Camp Hamilton, that bass fishing continues to perk up more and more as that water continues to try and warm up. 64 degrees was kind of the water that we saw through our stretch this week. So it's, you know, it's incrementally warming up. It's clean in some spots, a little murky in some other areas. So we just need a combination of some sunshine and maybe a little bit of current to kind of stretch things out a little bit. Over at the island there, the Fury, Marcus continues to see some good improvement as well. Yesterday, they were over there at the charter group. They had a good shot at that yellow over there. That fish is like 12 to 25 pounds. What's cool about that is he's caught it in multiple ways. Some guys caught him on the yo-yo jigs. Other guys had shots on the surface iron. And other guys had shots on the live sardine. So that's good to see that fish kind of roam in the water column there. And along with that, they had some nice bonito and just a handful of rockfish and whitefish. So he kind of put he went all in on that yellowtail. They didn't do much rock fishing yesterday, so it was all trying to keep tabs on that surface fish. So they're back out there today. Haven't talked to him yet this morning, but I'm sure he'll hit me with a report here later, and we'll get something up on our Instagram or something, let you guys know what he's got going on. And then back to this bass fishing here. You know, we have a cool catch and release bass derby that we kicked off on the 1st of June. This is kind of cool, Corey. You'll be stoked on this. We partnered with CCA on this. It's a straight catch and release, heaviest bass derby going through June and July. It's super simple. You pay $5 to get in when you get your ticket on a half day or a three quarter day trip. You get a little slip and you just come down and, you know, catch and release your bass. So the single heaviest fish at the end of every month will get a CCA membership as well as some other cool prizes like Turner gift cards, Hogan's Tackle gift cards, Daiwa is a sponsor for us. So Rod and Reel there, Costa Sunglasses. So that'll be kind of a cool deal. And then the guys turning their slips at the end of the trip will go into a raffle. So you have two ways to win, right? Big fish at the end of the month or the raffle winner at the end of the month. So we're going to roll that through, June and July and see how that goes. So super simple. Just weigh it out with a scale on the boat and roll that fish back into the water and let it go. Hopefully catch it again another time. So just a good opportunity for our anglers to, you know, kind of get in on that whole catch and release mentality, especially with these calico bass and sand bass. So,
and
we'll
Brian,
see how that plays out.
I'd like to find a way for myself to get involved with that with MC Swim Baits. Like, is there
awesome?
Is there a way maybe
that'd be awesome.
Like a couple hundred dollars worth of baits as part of the raffle too?
Well, we'd be super stoked on that. Yeah, let's That's do bad. It. That would be awesome, man.
Done. Let's,
yeah, how cool.
Let's do this. $250 for each month, June and July.
Wow.
For another raffle.
That's awesome, man.
Awesome.
I love
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Corey. We will. That's sweet. We'll stoked. We'll get that added in, and someone's going to be walking away with an epic prize pack. So
yeah,
that's awesome.
What a cool thing of you guys to do, too, man. I love it. That's such a rad thing. And always, you guys are always doing fun stuff there at Dana. And, man, I just love to see it. Great job, Willie. That's awesome.
Right on, yeah. So we're stoked on that. And, again, all these proceeds, we don't keep any of it. It's all going to CCA. So we're going to see how this works out for them, and hopefully it gains some traction. We'll do it every year. So thank you very much, Corey, for your generosity on that. That'll be cool to add that to the mix. So
yeah, definitely. And I'll get the address and the winner from, you know, each June, July, and I'll ship it from my shop, and it'll go straight to the winner there.
That's rad.
Awesome. I'll pass that on to the powers that be. Thanks
right
for that.
On.
So, yeah.
Cool stuff.
If somebody wants to come fishing with you, Willie, get in on all the fun that's going on up there. Get on that great yellowtail fishing at the island. How do we do it?
Cool. Well, you can check us out at danawharf.com, or you can call us here at the office. Our number 949-496-5794. Check us on Instagram or Facebook. You know, we're very relevant. Post every single day. Kind of see what we have going on. So it's hard to miss us, but give us a call, and we'll get you out there on one of our trips.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
Great job. Appreciate
right
that
on.
For sure, and we'll look forward to talking next week.
Cool. Thanks again, guys. And, Corey, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Willie.
All right.
Hey, well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, I had a quick text come through. This one is from Mike in Torrance. It says, good morning, Brandon. Now that you've done both, do you think that you can land a 100-pound bluefin on Florida spinning tackle?
That's a great question.
Yeah. I mean, the right setup that you would throw at a 100-pound bluefin in spinning tackle, you could definitely catch one, like a 10,000-size spinning reel.
Mm-hmm.
7-8 foot casting or spinning reel rod.
Did you and do you on the West Coast have much in the way of like lure casting gear for when the bluefin is in that mode? You know, when they're up and splashing around. I mean, do you guys cast lures at them? And
we do.
And like, what is your preferred like gear choice? You know, if it's lure casting the bluefin out here on the West Coast.
We had a mixture of spinning and casting. We went away with the spinning. We strictly have just Tranx 500s
okay.
with 8-foot G-Lumis IMX Pro offshore rods. And
Tranx 500, man, that is such a beast.
It is. It can do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it can catch calico bass. You can catch a 100-pound bluefin on a Tranx 500. So.
We've been talking about that new IMX Pro series quite a bit, and it should be hitting the stores very soon, but you got a chance to fish with that. And, you know, that was the one thing that I've been relating on the radio show was like, I was really proud at the amount of effort that they put into the research and development on those rods, and not just fishing them, but also changing them for the better. And, you know, I see it in the tackle store quite often. You know, whatever manufacturer might come out with a product and say, here, this is our stuff. And, you know, and we might say, hey, you know, it could really benefit from this guide changing or this handle changing or this taper changing. And then be like, ah, yeah, I think it's fine. You know, but boy, those guys at Lumas really put a lot of effort into building a great set of rods, but then listening to everybody and putting them on, you know, boats like yours and then making all those adjustments to what they feel is a perfect rod. And you have had an opportunity to fish them a little bit. What are your thoughts?
They built this series of rods around fishing everything that we do here. There's 8 different models and you can do anything from fly line of sardine on 20 pound to fish the kite. I mean, they have a rod for each thing and in between.
They oddly were built for West Coast fishing. We even told the guys, like, look, you know, for us, like, we would love to see this rod be a slightly faster taper. We'd like to see it bend here, but I know that doesn't cover every market, so that's probably not right. And they just said, we're not worried about other markets. Like, this set of rods is built for West Coast fishing. And then we'll build others for other places later on down the line, but, like, we want it to be perfect. So they did change it. You know what I mean? Like, something that was good enough but could have been better, and then they would go all the way back to the drawing board, creating a brand new blank to make it perfect. You know, I think that series of rods is going to do tremendous when it makes it to the shelves.
I agree. Yeah.
The big talk I've heard, Rick, is the rail rod, right? Is that are they all rail rods?
No.
Or is it, no, they're not. Okay.
No, like Brandon said, they kind of took all of the categories of fishing that we do. Fly line, live bait fishing,
kite fishing,
cast a lure, fish a rail rod, drop a knife jig, like, and built a specific rod for all of those things. You know, the 25-pound, 30-pound, 40-pound, 60-pound, all that kind of stuff. Like, so there's a traditional West Coast style bait rod for all those, and a couple of varying rod lengths, and then a couple of really nice casting rods. They did a tremendous job.
Nice.
I think they're going to do a really, really good.
Are they going to be in the shop soon? Or?
We hope so. You know, I mean, like anything, they took their time to do it the right way, and with that, you know, they I'm sure missed a couple of deadlines, but you know what? They're going to miss deadlines and have a perfect rod rather than. They were worried about their finished product, not about their release date. And I'm stoked on them for it. I think that was the best move.
Yep.
Yeah, we're pumped for sure. Mm-hmm. Going to be fun. Well, hey, let's continue with our catch report. We got the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Favorite report of the week, Gundy.
I got an old 10-foot Loomis. I call it Excalibur, and I'll just leave it at that. It's a great rod. Hey, starting to see a big transition now. You know, water temps pushing into the 60s, despite a lack of sun, you know, we haven't seen much sun on the beach. I'm sure when that factor comes in, we'll get a little bump, too. But lots of warmer water species starting to show, including calico bass, yellowfin, spotfin, sand bass, corbina. So it's really starting to turn. And of note is that halibut bite off Long Beach, just red hot. The guys there said probably the best halibut fishing they've seen in years. It's just really good fishing. That Belmont Shores area, Belmont Shores, Shoreline Jive, Cherry Beach, that whole area through there, just red hot. Hook, line, sinker reported the barfish spawn winding down, still some quality fish, but the spawners are getting thin. The halibut action has improved up there. Good catches reported from LCAF, Refugio, Leadbetter, Rincon, a kayaker fishing just outside the breakers. Checked in 4 halibut this week from 31 to 41 inches, so he's on to something there. 3 16 to 18 inch corbina also reported up there. Just Fishing reported several striped bass taken along dock water. The fish range from 6 to 9 pounds were taken on cut anchovy. Improved halibut fishing along that stretch to Torrance Beach, a better area. Big Fish reported red hot halibut fishing along Shoreline Drive, Belmont Shores, a parade of 30 inch fish. Checked into the shop, topped by a 36-inch fish. They're sitting on the high tide, big 115 flash minnows, and then downsized into 110s if you're fishing low tide. I'm not sure what the connection is there, but that's what they're telling me. The cherry berry anchovy pattern's doing the best. And then Pacific Coast reported real good croaker fishing, starting to school outside the surf line now. Several more corbina catches. Some of the rocky areas kicking out calico bass and also some sea bass floating in the shallows. Water temps, low 60s, moving into the mid 60s. You're seeing the transition now, and it is June, so it has to start fishing like June, and that's what we're seeing.
I like it, man. Well, we can handle. We're ready for the transition, and I'm just ready for sunshine, if I'm being real about it. Like,
right.
If good fishing comes along with it, well, then that's fine, too. Gundy.
You're looking kind of pale, Rockon.
Dude, I'm ready for it, man. I need to go to East Cape. I need to do something, man. It's overcast always.
I think Gundy's calling you out, man.
He's right. Gundy, great report, as always, buddy. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, they do make Polo bronzer. You might look into this.
I just want to keep codding. I'm so bummed that the tuna fishing hasn't gone crazy, but we fished on Tuesday, and the cod fishing more than made up for it. So we'll as long as that's as a bailout, I can handle. All good.
That's right. Have a good week, guys.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that. That's going to be it for our catch report, Corey.
And who else is it brought to you by other than... Bill Varney, and the summer's here, and the crabs are everywhere, he says, and there's a high, what is this, Rick, like a...
The Crab and Go. So it's a really cool tool, that's
kind of cool.
You know, for a surf fishing guy wanting to make your sand crabs at the beach, like, the only tools that were kind of readily available were garage fab or those big crab rakes, which certainly work, but they're a pain in the ass to deal with on the beach because you're trying to tote it around, so... Bill developed this thing called the Crab and Go.
It only weighs 6 ounces.
Yeah, and it's basically something that can be worn on your belt loop or just clipped onto your tackle pack. And, you know, it's a sifting device. It's all stainless steel. It's super lightweight. So you can just, while you're fishing, dip in, grab a load of sand. All the water then, you know, all the sand sifts through the holes.
And
you're
the small
left
crabs
over,
are gone,
you're
too.
Left over with a bunch of perfect-sized baits.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty killer surf fishing rig. It's one of those small, like, well, why the hell was that not available forever,
right.
You know?
Check it out, surffishtackle.com.
That's it, man. Hey, well, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls in another full hour with Captain Brandon Nelson. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Costa is introducing its new Pro Series. This high-performance sunglass series includes Costa's legacy frame styles for a finely tuned fit with minimal light intrusion. Each Pro Series frame is designed with vented, adjustable nose pads, sweat channels, and side shields for improved comfort while on the water. Combined with Costa's 580 polarized lens technology, the new Pro Series allows captains, guides, and anglers to see what's out there. Visit your local Costa dealer or visit us online at CostaSunglasses.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.